I'm under a lot of pressure today from my producers about this next story. The case of Kiwi-born radio producer Sasha French. She's the executive producer of the Husey and Kate show in Melbourne, and her radio colleague surprised her with a very, very, very generous gift for her birthday, paying off her student loan. And here's how it all played out on yesterday's show. The radio hosts gave Sasha a card to read out.
When we found out finally in detail last year about the enormity of your student loan, we were honestly shocked. Shocked at the amount of it and shocked at the reality of that you would never be able to repay it. You have done and do so much for us, so we have decided to do something for you. This is to formally let you know that we have paid off your student loan. You're free, Sasha, at least from that rotten debt. We hope you will never be free of us. Your friends forever, Husey and Kate. Thank you so much. You don't know what this means to me, and I don't know what to say because... I love you both so much too.
Such a terrible...
It's awful. It's almost like entrapment.
You better not turn up to work next week with a new car.
Now you're free to go to New Zealand. Yeah, so if you love someone, set them free.
All right, so that's how it played out, and Sasha French joins us from Australia. Hi, Sasha. How are you?
Pretty good. That makes me a bit tearful.
Yeah. And I recognise the face. Of course, you used to work here in New Zealand. We'll talk about that in a moment. So this comes as a bit of a shock, obviously a shock. You had no idea that they were planning this?
No. And I've talked to Kate, one of the hosts, about a year ago about it, just as an idea of a content segment on the show about student loans and how much people owe. And we talked about how I really had resigned myself to the fact I'd never be able to pay this off. It was just something that I was going to be paying every month and for the rest of my life. So then they surprised me yesterday, and it's the most generous, and I'm still in a bit of shock, really.
Yeah, and how much are Husey and Kate paying off? What's the deal here?
Well, they're paying off half each, so $40,000 each. Husey's already transferred the money into my account.
Really? $40,000 each? Gee, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Pretty neat, isn't it? Pretty neat. How did the loan get so high? So you still owed $80,000, but as I understand it, you borrowed, $41,000 a long, long, long time ago, and you've paid back $52,000, and you still owe $80,000.
You know what? Really, I think I was stupid when I first went overseas. I've always made regular payments, but I was making repayments of, say, $200 a month, and it was never enough, I suppose, to cover the interest, and the loan just kept getting bigger. I didn't really understand what the student loan was and the interest back in those days. Then I think about 10 years ago, I was on maternity leave and they sent me a letter going, oh, we've got an amnesty, you can have 2 years without making any repayments on your loan. And I was like, great, because I can't afford it at the moment. And not even thinking through the fact that the interest is going to be building up in that time. And so it's really, I suppose, since then, I've actually tried to actually learn about what this loan is and try and get on top of it. And I just couldn't. Just no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to go down.
It's a problem.
So,
yeah,
I paid off
$52,000. Yeah, well, and you only borrowed $41,000. And it's the interest thing and it's compounding, all that sort of thing. But it is worrying. Has it always been on the back of your mind?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I'm a single mum. I rent. I probably haven't bought a place in the past because in the back of my mind I'm like, if I lose my job, not only will I have a mortgage, I'll also have these loan repayments. If I don't meet the loan repayments, then I can't go home to see my family. I've always wanted to pay it off. It just got too big and too much.
Right. And so you've always been treading water on this loan. So you got any message for others about their student loans? I mean, you tried to negotiate, didn't you, with
probably the frustrating thing is I sent them, I think a little word, sent a letter about 8 or 9 years ago, sort of saying, I'm in Australia, I've got a child, I would move home, but I can't move home, to try and see whether it was an option of getting, saying to them, I will make these regular repayments if I can get interest free, and there was a no-go. Then last year I sort of then went, I'm going to go in and see, can I negotiate a lump sum payment? And again, it was a no. So there's no room to actually... I understand there are people that take off overseas and don't make any repayments and, fair enough, the penalties, but they've always had my address. I've always made payments. Sometimes it hasn't been enough, but I've always tried to be contributing towards my student loan. So I think it, sometimes it needs to be on a case-by-case basis, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you're a good person. You were doing your best, and you're very lucky that you got Husey and Kate there. So what are you going to do now? Obviously, you're not going to buy a car. What are you going to do now?
Well, I think I'll start saving towards a house deposit. And, you know, so long-term, my plan is to come back to New Zealand once my son's grown up as well, work in radio in New Zealand. You never know.
Just as hard to buy a house in Melbourne as it is in New Zealand, I suspect, eh?
Everywhere, yes. Yes, there'll be a bit of saving for that. But, you know, now at least I've got that option. So it's great.
All right. Well, it's a great story. And, of course, I'm getting pressured here, Sasha. You know that. Yeah. But, I mean, your guys over there, they earn a fortune. They all earn a fortune over there.
Oh, come on, Larry. We all know you do as well.
Yeah. All right, Sasha. Nice to talk to you. Okay. And congratulations. That's a good news story. Thank you. That is Sasha French, who is a Kiwi who's working in Melbourne radio. It is now 4:15. This is News.